Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you once again inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. The Lord hath brought us together again that we might magnify and worship the Lord. So let's begin our broadcast today by doing an old song. Stuart Hamlin, I think, wrote this many years ago. It is no secret what God can do.
Ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. And was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power that can conquer you if God be on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God.
You know, that's what Something to Believe In is all about, is trying to tell people that there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ, and it is no secret what God can do in your life. I was thinking in just the past week about that, and it just kind of revived my spirit to realize that that's what it's all about, is something to believe in. And how many people out there today who do not have anything to believe in? And you know, that's sad. That's really sad when people are like that. So we trust today that the broadcast can be a blessing to you. And most of all, you can realize, yes, there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. Thank you for helping me, you that are supporting the broadcast, to help me to get that message out across the airways today. Well, let's go right back to an old song by Martha. Martha been doing this for many years, and this one said, "Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?" It just seemed like she just done it yesterday, but anyhow, it's a beautiful song. Hope you enjoy it, and it's got a real good meaning to it. Well, let's go right back now. Let me tell you about camp meeting before I do that, though. The camp meeting is located here on Madamus Creek. That's where I live here in Hinton, and just right below my home here. And the camp meeting starts on July the 23rd, goes through the 30th. Now, we begin the first day on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we gather for our first meal. And then that night, Brother Wayne Peters will be preaching. And the choir from over at the Bradley Free Will Baptist Church will also be singing. And then on Saturday night, Brother Robert Barley, and by the way, let's continue to pray for he and his church and his people over there. And Brother Robert Barley will be with us on Saturday night, and they'll be presenting the music. But we have three services today. We have 8 o'clock, then we have 10:30, and then we have 7 o'clock singing for half an hour, and then we have our worship service begins at 7:30, and we've got some great preachers and local preachers. Walter Leese, who is on television there with Robert, will be preaching one time. I'll be giving a full rundown of schedule later on. Jimmy Mitchell will be singing and preaching for us, and we've just got so many. Jimmy Rogers will be there singing and preaching, we hope, and his family. And well, we just just got a great lineup. And if you'd like to get a flyer or brochure on that, then you just drop me a card or letter or give me a call. I'll be more than glad to do that for you. And then, by the way, we also have camper hookups, about 15 camper hookups where you can hook up. Or we've got cottages that are vacant. And if you need a place to stay, if you'll contact me and we'll get that lined up. But we're having a great camp meeting there on the 23rd through the 30th of July, and it's a don't miss. You just don't want to miss this. Brother John Wishon is our nightly evangelist starting on Sunday night, and he's been around the Oak Hill area and around the Princeton area in different places. A young man from down in Wilkesburg, North Carolina, sings a great song, preaches a great message. He'll be preaching and singing beginning on Sunday night. Terry Utterback will be there on Thursday. We have Youth Day, and then we have pizza for the youth that night. And, well, it's just a great lineup, and we'd love to invite you to come out and be with us at the camp meeting. Well, don't forget now, if you want a brochure, just give me a call or either drop me a card, and I'll be more than glad to get that on for you. Well, let me go right back now and do another song for you. And this one talks about the family circle,
memories
not be broken.
Memories of my childhood, I recall them now and then. When at the home with the family, all were there. But the family circle's been broken. It's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Will Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by in the land where the soul will never die. I wonder if the family circle will be together once again over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more we'll separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. I wonder if the family circle will all be home.
Yes, sir, I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Well, this song keeps coming right back at me. I keep reaching down here, picking up CDs. Every time I do it, I always pick up this song. So maybe the Lord wants us to play it. We're going to play it for you. And, you know, maybe you're faced with a mountain or trial or something you're going through, and you just don't seem like you can go any farther. Well, this song said mountains are worth a climb. So let's give it a listen to, and maybe it's something that God just wants to send your way, that you might be strengthened and encouraged and give you something to believe in by hearing it. Mountains are worth the climb.
The mountain starts in a valley, and sometimes they are so hard to climb. There are trials and troubles all along the way, but my Lord will be on my side. Then when I reach the top of the mountain, it will all be worthwhile. For you than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. Now load the mountain that I have to climb. It gets harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the top. And that makes the mountain worth a climb. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. That makes the mountain worth a climb.
Well, let me read you something here. I ran into this the other day, and maybe there's a young person out there that's listening to me right now. You know, we try to cover all the bases, all that we can, and remembering everyone in them. But this little story here that I found, and it was given to me, it's about a boy with a bad temper. Now, you may not have that. It's about temper and about gossip. But there was this little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time that he lost his temper, that he must nail a nail in the back fence. Well, the first day, the boy had driven 37 nails in the fence. Mike, can you imagine that? Losing his temper for 37 times. But every time he'd lose his temper, he'd go out and drive a nail in the fence. Well, over the next few days, he had learned to control his anger and to control his temper. And the number of the nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. But one day, finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. Well, his father told him, he told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out the nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. Now listen very carefully. So the days passed, and the young boy finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone from the fence. The father took his son by the hand, led him over to the fence, and he said, "You've done well, my son, but look at the fence. Look at all the holes that's been left in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave scars just like the nails that you drove in that fence. And the nail prints in that fence will always be there to remind you that you drove a nail into that fence. And the same thing happens if you put a knife in a person. If you take a knife and you put in a person and you pull it out of the person, there still always will be the scar." My, what a story that is. That's a true story, isn't it? When we do that, when we lose our anger or gossip or talk about our neighbor, talk about our friend, it doesn't matter how many times you say, "I'm sorry." You remember the prodigal son came back and he said, "I'm going back to my father. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I've sinned against heaven and sinned against you." You know, regardless of how many times you say, "I'm sorry," or you may be forgiven and God will forgive you. But always remember, you've drove the nail, you put in the knife, and now the nail prints there and the scar is still there. Whatever is said in anger, whatever is said in gossip, always lingers. You see, friends are few and far between. And you know, that's when I come on the broadcast here, and Gloria Gaither talks about old friends, and I play that old friend sometime. because it's so personal with me. You see, you're not only my radio audience and my radio listeners, but you're my friend. You're my friend. We worship together here every Sunday morning, and we try so hard to really give you something to believe in. There are so many people out there that are longing for help and longing for love and looking in all the wrong directions. And then there's people that are our friends, people who said, "Hey, I'll be there for you." And they have. They stood behind us and stood with us. Why? I had one friend here in Hinton that I buried not long ago. She passed away at 97 years old. And her and her husband met me one day in the church. We had a singing, and they came. And Bud and Marguerite Higginbottom, you may have heard me talk about them. And you know, Bud and Marguerite said, "Tommy, I'm going to make a monthly commitment to you and your radio ministry." And you know, that was in 1975. Now think about this. 1975. They never missed a month of that commitment. I buried both of them. I buried Bud back around about 92 or 93. That was her husband. Then I buried Marguerite here back about 3 years ago at 97 years old. But you know, when it's said in anger, or whether it's said in gossip, always remember, you may, if you drive it, it's going to leave a scar. And friends are very rare jewels indeed. You see, a neighbor, they're a good neighbor. You make a smile. You smile at people and you encourage them. And, you know, that gives them great success. There's no way to achieve the goal that they're striving for without your helping hand. And you know, just a smile from you or a handshake from you could really turn the tide in their life. Pray for them. The Bible said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for your enemy. If he smites you on one cheek, turn to him the other. My Jesus not only told us how to love, but he showed us how to love. He said, love your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. Until next Sunday, God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.